From NPR News in Washington, I'm Dave Mattingly. Thick oil from that leaking well in the Gulf of Mexico is now just a few miles from Louisiana's coastline, and what's described as an oily sheen has begun reaching the waters of the Mississippi River Delta. The U.S. Coast Guard says it's doing all it can to stop the spread of oil from that damaged well, which is still uncapped. NPR's Russell Lewis reports President Obama is sending two cabinet secretaries to Louisiana today to see what more can be done.
Janet Napolitano, the Homeland Security Secretary, will be joined by Interior Secretary Ken Salazar, as well as Environmental Protection Agency Administrator Lisa Jackson. They plan to fly over the oil spill and see BP's efforts to try to contain the slick. Oil continues to filter out of the seafloor at a rate of 200,000 gallons a day. It began after a massive drilling rig exploded, caught fire, and sank last week. BP has asked other major oil companies like ExxonMobil and Chevron to help try to stop the flow and prevent as much oil as possible from fouling the land. Investigators haven't said what caused the explosion, which left 11 workers missing and presumed dead. Strong winds and currents are expected to push the oil slick towards Mississippi, Alabama, and Florida by the weekend. Russell Lewis, NPR News, Hammond, Louisiana.
Wall Street gets another look at the strength of the U.S. economy today. Numbers on economic growth are due out from the Commerce Department. Economists are expecting a gain of more than 3% for the first quarter, reflecting that Americans have begun spending more. President Obama plans to give his take on the numbers later this morning at the White House. Goldman Sachs is now the subject of a criminal investigation by the Justice Department. NPR's Jack Spear reports this comes as the Wall Street firm fights civil charges in connection with allegations it withheld information from investors.
According to individuals with knowledge of the investigation, a referral was made to the Justice Department in the Goldman Sachs case with a criminal inquiry into the bank's activities launched possibly even before the filing of civil charges. Wall Street's top cop, the Securities and Exchange Commission, announced earlier this month it was looking into allegations the storied Wall Street bank sought to profit from the collapse of the housing market, selling mortgage-related securities to investors while at the same time betting they would fail. Goldman has denied those allegations. A criminal case against Goldman would face a much higher bar, though. There's also no guarantee a criminal probe would result in additional charges being brought against the bank. Jack Spear, NPR News, Washington.
Stocks in Asia are closing out the week with gains amid signs that the U.S. economy is continuing to strengthen and that the debt crisis in Greece is being addressed. This follows several days of stock losses in Asia. Japan's Nikkei gained more than 1%, as did Hong Kong's Hang Seng. Oil prices traded above $85 a barrel. This is NPR News from Washington. In China, calls for tighter security in the schools are growing louder after the third attack on young students in as many days. This time, a man armed with a hammer attacked a classroom full of kindergartners before setting himself on fire. NPR's Louisa Lim reports a teacher and five children are recovering from their wounds.
China is in shock at this series of brutal attacks on its children. In this case, a farmer used a hammer to attack a kindergarten class in Weifang, Shandong province. He grabbed two children, then poured kerosene on himself and set it alight. The attacker burnt to death, but the children were pulled to safety. His motive is unknown. Two other knife attacks on children in the past 2 days have left 61 children hurt. In one case, the attacker told police it was his revenge for humiliation at personal and business problems, though it's emerged he was well off, owning 8 apartments. Schools are beginning to step up their security, but the China Daily says more must be done to find out the deep-seated causes behind such attacks. Louisa Lim, NPR News, Shanghai.
In Tennessee, jurors say they've reached unanimous verdicts on 3 charges in the trial of a man accused of hacking Sarah Palin's email. The 3 charges include wire fraud and obstruction of justice. They're still deadlocked on the 4th charge, identity theft. David Cornell is accused of breaking into Palin's email when she was the Republican vice presidential candidate 2 years ago. California's population is still growing. State officials are estimating that nearly 39 million people are now living there. The report says California added almost 400,000 residents last year alone. I'm Dave Mattingly, NPR News in Washington.